Becoming Presidential. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The slow process of Donald Trump becoming presidential hit a kind of a speed bump this week with his nasty tweets about MSNBC hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Now, it's true, they have been very mean to him. Here's Joe on the famous Covfefe tweet.
It would be like somebody pooping their pants and then people looking at it and saying, oh, that's modern art.
And here's Mika on the fake Time magazine covers at his golf clubs.
Nothing makes a man feel better than making a fake cover of a magazine about himself, lying every day and destroying the country.
And the head of the Republican National Committee, Rona McDaniel, said that people have to understand what it does to a man when he hears these things every day.
They've said he has dementia. They've called him a goon. They've called him a thug. They've said he's mentally ill. And today, the president acted like a human, and he pushed back.
But the pushback against Mika especially was more than just a pushback, as I found out when I happened to mention it to my wife over dinner. The expression on her face when I quoted that tweet was the expression that says, "Watch what you say next, Buster." And when I very carefully asked why, she said because it reminded her of the Megyn Kelly comment and this Old Testament idea that women are unclean. Now, that goes deep. And while I can't be sure of the long-term political consequences, making yourself the image of every woman's nightmare boss is not going to win you a lot of votes for health care reform. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.